You are listening to Best Life of Your Life, Episode 20.
Welcome back to Best Life of Your Life, the Be Loyal podcast with Aaron Keith Hawkins, where each episode brings you positive, useful, and empowering perspective to help you create the best life of your life. Now here's your host, Aaron Keith Hawkins.
Welcome back to Best Life of Your Life. I have an interesting question for you today. When was the last time you had the opportunity to speak with a business attorney, but not just any business attorney, one who had the experience of building a multi-million dollar company? And at the same time, that person was also able to articulate to you how leveraging mindfulness and spirituality actually influenced her real world business success. If you're anything like me up until today, my answer would be never. That's never happened before. And that's why I'm really excited to bring to you our guest today, our new friend, Monica Reyes. See, Monica's traditional background is as a business attorney. And I really wanted to have her on the show because I know for many of us, sometimes when it comes to topics of spirituality and mindfulness, meditation, yoga, things of that nature, we may know intellectually how important it is, but it can sometimes feel really separate from the real world. But Monica's special. She brings instant credibility because even though she's a yoga instructor and teaches on the topic of spirituality and mindfulness, she has real world experience. She describes herself, I think pretty appropriately, as a bridge between the business world and the world of spirituality, where she focuses her time now. Monica does corporate workshops, group coaching, one-on-one work as a spiritual transformation and mindfulness mentor. She really helps people connect with themselves and get themselves mentally grounded, and does it in a way that it creates real-world results, and you're going to get to hear more about that today. So she knows the real struggles, challenges, and demands of real life, but she also knows the opportunities that are created just by making some of the authentic shifts, the mindset shifts that we're going to discuss today. So let's get to it. You're going to love her. You're going to love this discussion. Let's welcome Monica Reyes right now. Welcome, Monica. Thank you so much for taking up on the offer to join me on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you so much for having me.
There's a lot I want to get to today, or at least a good amount of stuff I want us to get to today and let you share. But I wanted to start with something that I saw on your website that really hit me. And for those that don't know, you have your traditional background is as a business attorney.
Yes.
But you have since kind of transitioned into doing a lot of teaching and mentoring on spirituality, mindfulness. And you mentioned that you've been able to leverage your spirituality to help you find fulfillment, peak drive, and peace. And I thought that was really awesome because if there are three things that I think most people wish they had more of, it's a sense of fulfillment, a sense of energy and drive, and peace. So how did that, in your own words, how did you reach that point through spirituality and what you're doing now?
So for me, spirituality is basically getting back to you, right? Getting back to us, mm-hmm. who our higher selves, who we really are, our most authentic self, right? Where we are just simply being. You know, when we're doing anything else than being, it takes an enormous amount of energy. So when you are able to just be, when you're able to really connect to who you really are, right, beyond the patterns, beyond the limitations, beyond all of the fears, you realize that you're this infinite, timeless being. So that right there changes everything because there's a huge shift of perspective from like, oh my God, life is happening to me, or I'm not in control, or I'm powerless, or why did he do this to me? And right, and so you're constantly floating through life, bouncing around from reaction to reaction, just reacting to every external stimuli around in your mm-hmm. daily life. Once you realize how powerful you are, and that you've got this like infinite like helping hand that's just waiting for you, called the universe, things start to change. So, you know, and so what I do is I leverage the universe because it's there ready for you. Leverage my intuition. And then I also just, I did an enormous amount of work, spiritual work, transformational work to kind of get rid of those limiting patterns, those fears. And I'm, you know, I'm human, so I'm not perfect, but I mean, absolutely tell you a humongous difference in my life from when I was an attorney, when I first started this journey into spirituality to where I am now. I have less thoughts, less thoughts, period, less negative thoughts. I mean, you know, I'm incredibly positive. I have an enormous amount of compassion. I'm really driven. I'm super focused. You know, I'm very productive, you know, and I know what I need to do every single day in order to keep that at its maximum level.
So cool. You know, it's funny. A lot of people that, I guess, just in day-to-day life that you meet, and if they haven't really looked into any of the concepts of spirituality or mindfulness, it can sound like, ooh, you know, ooh, what the heck is that? You know, this whole universe thing. How did you get introduced to it? Because, I mean, you're in business. You're a lawyer. You're handling real-life situations. So you weren't out there, you know, just kind of floating out there in a forest and one day you tripped on, you know, becoming an attorney. So you are very familiar with the real world and the day-to-day struggles and business struggles, probably more than most people, because I know you were involved in not just a small law firm, but a really thriving law firm. So the stresses and the challenges that come with any business, much less one that's dealing with what you were dealing with, can be a lot. So at what point did you get introduced to this concept of spirituality and kind of, you know, slowing things down and accepting you? What was the communication to you that made you say, okay, this actually makes sense in a practical way for me? Was that a process, or was it a moment, or was it several moments? How did that work for you?
It was both. It was definitely it's definitely a process, right? And we're still in the process.
Yes.
But it was several moments. The first moment was I found spirituality and meditation through necessity. So when I first started my law firm, the first year was incredibly difficult. I mean, because I'm a new entrepreneur. I was struggling. I had been working in a big law firm, and they were going through some issues. So I basically jumped ship, and I decided, and I had a client right when I jumped. So I was like, oh, this is going to be a breeze, right? And it was not. It was really, really difficult. And I had started actually out with I pulled my manager with me, and I had convinced her to start this law firm. And I had these huge dreams. And right. I remember thinking, why am I struggling so much? I mean, we were, my husband, but at the time he was my boyfriend, and he was struggling to start his nonprofit. So you can imagine, like, my little income was basically covering both of us. And it was really, really hard. I didn't have a life. I was working really hard. I felt very poor. Like, everything was triggered in that moment. And I was at the worst state possible. I was ruining friendships left and right. I was drinking, I was doing drugs, I was coping in all these horrible ways. That's at the moment, that's how I felt. And I was digging myself deeper. And at the point of, I was like, there has to be a better way. I just, you know, looked to God. And I had a relationship with God growing up. I was a Catholic. I was in, you know, Catholic school my whole life. And then just, you know, it was my intuition, right? There has to be a better way. And a book came to me, a person I had been working with to get over some trauma from a domestic violence relationship had brought me, he said, I'm paying this forward. This is a book that was given to me. And it was called The Power of Love. And it was all about meditation and using your heart to manifest, right? And so it's the first time I'd ever meditated. So I tried to meditate. I ended up manifesting a check for $25,000 out of the blue from a referral I'd sent over a long time, like a year ago, and it completely saved my life. So for me, because I'm an attorney, right? Lots of logic, lots of, I need to see it. I didn't really believe in the unknown. I mean, maybe I did sort of have this mystical, like, perhaps, but for the most part, I needed to see it. And so that right there was like, wow, I think this really works. Could it have been a coincidence that I just started meditating? I was asking for a similar amount, and here it is. So that right there kind of got me started in meditation. I started to read everything there is about spirituality. And I started, and you know, I'm going to tell you that, it was only, I don't know, 4 months later that I found out I was pregnant. That exact day we were on our way up to the most important meeting of our lives, which was this marketing meeting that ended up taking us from 0 to 1,000 and ended up having a multi-million dollar business. So I've been a believer ever since. And I've just been able, what I've done is I've synthesized the spirituality, because what I call myself is a bridge. I'm a bridge between the yoga, spirituality, esoteric, metaphysical world to like the the real world, right? The physical world. And I like it that way because that's who I am, and which is why I think that I'm able to really synthesize all of this and then put it into something that really makes sense to people like me, the corporate world, the entrepreneurs, you know, who is like, those are the people that I work with. So
that's amazing. That's an awesome story. And I love it. I told you, it's one of the reasons I had to have you on the show is because I'm like, she's an attorney. I know attorneys. She's got to be a logical thinker, but she's teaching this awesome stuff. And it traditionally seems like two different worlds, right? The spiritual and the calm and the inner game, and then the external chaos of, or at least what many people perceive to be chaos of life around them. But as you mentioned earlier, you know, there's a difference between reacting to these external circumstances and, you know, really digging inside yourself and deciding, okay, what needs to be done? Who do I want to be right now? And allowing that to lead you to where you want to be. And that obviously worked for you. It's worked wonderfully. So I commend you on,
thank you,
number one, having the guts to make that journey. And actually, you know, hats off to your friend that gave you that book and kind of started it. It always starts with something small, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Or something that appears to be small and you wind up going through a really meaningful progression. So I really want to honor you for what you've done and what you're still doing right now and what's growing for you. If I can, I want to transition to what you were just saying about being that bridge between the spirituality and the mindfulness in the corporate world. Now, you do corporate workshops and things of that nature, so you actually bring this stuff into real businesses. And what's that like? Because you probably more than I have been in the corporate world, and you have many different personalities. Sometimes you have egos. Sometimes you have strong cultures of this is the way things get done. How do you bring something in that can, for a lot of people, be really vulnerable? Because some people don't like to reflect and see what's going on in the mirror because it can be painful. So, you know, they cling to some of those distractions and, you know, coping mechanisms like you were describing earlier. How do you introduce that and get the buy-in? Because obviously you're doing it successfully. How does that work for you?
So what I've been doing is, so first off, I have developed, and I've always had this, but it's really, really sort of like important. I mean, and it's essential for this process. But for me, it's like it's really big. It's compassion, right? So I have an enormous amount of compassion for the world. I can pretty much find the good in the humanity in anybody. Okay, so that's like what's really helped me throughout this entire journey, because I've been able to bring this to people where they are, without forcing them to come in, without forcing it down their throat, without judging them in any way. So they went in, and a lot of it is energetic. You know, I make the space incredibly safe. And number one, so just by showing up with an incredibly open heart, and anybody can do that. Like, and that's the beauty of this, right? You are absolutely in control with you. Change starts with you. You can do meditation. There's work you can do to like show up and be this incredibly compassionate person where the people are like disarmed immediately. Right. So that's number one. I create the space. Number two is I show them. So it's very, all my workshops are very experiential. So they actually experience what it feels like to be all up in your head and then not all up in your head. Like they experience what it feels like. So there's a lot of different sort of like techniques and things that I do and to allow them to experience it. So that right there is also, because I know for me, like as an attorney, I needed to see it, right? And so I show them, right? I show them. And then there are other things that I do, like if I can get them into a program, then I just kind of, and this is what I did with my husband, because my husband's incredibly analytical. He's very data driven. We're totally different. I ended up
That's
finding
awesome.
Out I'm very creative and I'm the deep one, and he's totally the opposite. So it was for him, he wasn't necessarily a believer when we first started. He wasn't into Kundalini mm-hmm. yoga. He didn't like the turbans. He didn't like the mantras, right? So I had to kind of like really baby steps without, and also surrendering to the process, understanding that everybody is ready at their own time, not being pushy, but like just, I'm a very strategic person. So if I see that there is something that they're experiencing, you know, it's easy for me to connect. You know, it has a lot to do with where I've come from. And that's the beauty of life is, you know, there are no accidents. So for me, yes. my legal career has absolutely helped me in this space because it allows me to think in the way that I do. I've been trained to think with critical thinking skills. And at the mm-hmm. same time, you know, I'm able to connect certain dots that maybe somebody might not be able to. So, you know, it's really my skills, me, and then really just having an open heart, and then just, understanding, because I've been there and I have a similar mind, what do they need to experience? What do they need to hear in order to buy in?
I love that you mentioned the empathy, right? Because that's usually where the disconnect, if there is one, you know, if one or the other person has to have some empathy, some compassion, and be able to say, okay, I'm going to honor what you're thinking right now, and I totally understand why you're thinking it. And then, you know, with that, as you said, they feel safer and it allows some new information to be introduced. I love that you bring the experience, or you bring the experience to them as opposed to trying to explain the experience. I know there's a huge, huge difference. There's been tons of people that I meet that say they've tried meditation and it doesn't work for them. I didn't start meditation until probably, I guess, 3 or 4 years ago now, consistently. And it's, I'm like you, I'm an analytical thinker. I've spent a couple decades in law enforcement. So, you know, I know all about the real world but at the same time, the real world is us and what's going on in our head. That's what creates everything we see in the real world. As far as, you know, what we see coming from people, we create it ourselves, and it all starts up in here. The ideas, the problems, the struggles, you know, those things don't grow on trees, so to speak. We bring that, as you said, into existence. You manifest that stuff. So what advice, and, you know, I really want to make this for the awesome people that are listening to you and are getting to hear you share. I'm sure there are people that are thinking, okay, I really need something like this to help me slow down and to deal with my business better, with my family better. Where do I start? Should I start just taking a yoga class, or should I start meditating right now? I don't know how to meditate. What would be, I have my own thoughts on that, but what would be your advice for, okay, step one, just breathe and do this first. what would you say?
So I'll tell you the way that I get my clients to do it. So I get a lot of, like, I've never meditated in my life. I try it. It doesn't exactly what you're saying, right? I'm unable to. I'm not good at it, you know. So I'm going to tell you that it's like doing anything that you learn for the first time, right?
Yep.
So what I typically do is I start people off with, so I'm all about Kundalini. I do, you know, kind of mix in some other types of meditation, some other sort of mindfulness techniques, that sort of thing. But I really love Kundalini because it's a technology. And if you do it for a certain amount of minutes, for a certain amount of days, I can guarantee you an outcome, whether it's getting rid of a certain fear, whether it's developing your intuition, whether it's working through a health condition. It's incredibly powerful. So I love to start, one option would be to start with movement, because a lot of times it's hard if your mind is going, and you can't just sit in OM, right, and be quiet, then you're going to get frustrated. You don't have the confidence, you know, you already feel like you can't do it, right? So I usually start them off with, there's a beautiful Kundalini Kriya called the Sat Kriya. And it's movement. There is movement, there's a mantra. And so you're simply going in and you're doing it, right? That particular Kundalini meditation works your first three chakras, which have everything to do with fear, security, personal power. So it's already clearing out some amazing stuff. So you do that and you're like, oh my God, I'm meditating, right? I'm meditating. Now you've got the confidence. Now you're ready to try on. I mean, just within 8 weeks in my own course, I went the non-meditators, and now at the end, they're all doing 40 days of meditation, and it's a meditation that's a little bit different, right? It's not so
that's
much
so
movement.
Cool.
So you just need, it's really, remember, it all starts up here. Second thing I would say is you've got all the tools. The body is the most amazing vehicle to get you to do all of this stuff that you want, right? Mindfulness. So maybe tapping into your senses. You know, when was the last time you tapped into your senses? Like, right, just simply focusing on the sight, just really observing something as if you've never seen it before, or maybe like observing sound, or maybe just observing the air on your skin, right? That will get you blank in the head and will get you connected, grounded to the moment. Another beautiful thing would be breath, right? And this you might have heard before if you're listening and you haven't, you know, is like simply just kind of closing your eyes, or even just watching your chest rising and falling. But again, connecting you to the present moment, creating this blank state of in your mind, which is what meditation do. You can also like keep your eyes open and live life and meditate. You know, I love to clean, and I get myself in this meditative moment, right? But what we do is you can do what's called like mindful behavior or mindful action. So say you're sweeping the floor, really feeling your muscles, you know, and really feeling the sweeping sensation and putting all of your attention in there, right? That you're starting to train your mind to be more mindful and to stop being so thunk, 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 like bouncing all around. So there are so many things that you can do. So many meditations out there, and sometimes it can be a little overwhelming, but those would be the top tips that I would say.
Now, where could they start with this? If they say, okay, that sounds really awesome, is there, would you advise them to visit your website, or is there a resource that you would consider a go-to just as a, okay, you know, somebody that's just sitting in their home and they want to literally start doing something through a process? Where would you suggest they go?
Okay, so there are tons of websites, tons of people doing it. I actually have meditations on my website, monicaereyes.com. I also, if you find me on Facebook, I just finished a 21-day mindfulness journey. And so I walk you through 21 days each day through Facebook Live, their Facebook videos, and you learn a new lesson and a new mindful technique. And by the end of the 21 days, if you can commit to at least the 21, or, you know, listen, it, you know, whatever, you will learn something from each video. I first started with the Deepak Chopra 21-day meditations. That's actually how I started before Oprah was even in there. But I couldn't even complete it at the time. And now, you know, I'm meditating way more consistently. That's what I love about Kundalini personally. But there's
awesome.
A lot.
No, I appreciate that. That's an awesome resource. And I'll definitely link to your website and your Facebook page on the show notes. So anybody listening that, you know, wants to know or didn't quite get a chance to write down what Monica just said, no worries. I will link to it on my website so you can get it after this episode airs. Let me ask you this. I know there's so many benefits to meditation and mindfulness and yoga, and we could probably spend hours, if not days, talking about all the specific benefits. But for the purposes of giving a tangible example, what's a really big win that you've seen, either with somebody that you've worked with personally, or a group of people that you worked with, an organization? What's something that pops in your head is like, this was awesome, and this is why I do this?
So for me, why I do this, so any win for me, as far as like when I'm able to flip somebody's perspective or perception about something, right? So that would be probably, I mean, that's pretty much what happens, because what meditation does is it provides you with awareness. So it allows you to see things differently, right? We have these limiting beliefs. We have these ideas, these interpretations of what's going on, AKA sensory data that's going on in our lives, whether it's in relationships and events and circumstances. circumstances and so forth. And so what I'm doing in my, when I work with people is I'm shifting the perspective to realize that number one, they're way more powerful than they think they are. Number two, that their circumstances are not what they think, right? And even their relationships mm-hmm. aren't what they think. So I mean, I just finished my class with these women, about five women, and I would say the big wins. Well, like, you know, they were able to manifest. You know, they were able to hit. One of them was able to hit through this visualization meditation that I do. She was able to hit her goal, which she didn't think was possible for, you know, ever in her business. She was able to hit a monetary goal, so I thought that was amazing. Wow. Another one was able to completely shift her relationship with her boss from, you know, anger and just they were always fighting and just wasn't like it wasn't a good scenario to compassion and calm and peace, which was huge, right? That also happened to another woman in one of my other programs. There was a her husband had an ex-wife and same thing, they weren't getting along, and it just without even talking energetically, she was able to shift how this woman thought of her. The woman ended up sending her baked goods out of nowhere, and she's like, wow, it really worked. You know, so, you know, there's so much you can do just within you, right? There's so much that can happen with forgiveness, with compassion, and you don't even have to talk to anybody because we are connected. And that's like, that's the thing. Like, and you, you know, a big win for me was personally, I mean, I was terrified of public speaking my whole life. I was terrified of communicating. I went through two really bad relationships. And, you know, I pretty much felt like I lost my identity, and I just wasn't, I couldn't look at people, you know, in the eye. I wouldn't be able to do this interview right now without feeling, you know, just not confident. And I wouldn't be where I am. And so just doing this work and simply, and all it is, I mean, I'm pretty much just meditation and being more mindful and then just being more aware of like, oh, I'm afraid of this. I'm going to consciously decide not to be. And I'm going to, you know, and it's just action. I mean, there really isn't anything to it. And then now all of a sudden I'm speaking in front of hundreds of people and, you know, and that's my goal. I'm writing a book. I want to travel all over the world and speak globally. Like, wow, who would have thought, you know? So it's really transformational, and it just shows you what you're capable of and where you're leaving something on the table. Like, had I not decided, I would have just been hiding behind my computer as an attorney my whole life, completely unhappy, had I not decided and like had the, you know, the like realized like, oh my God, I don't have to do this anymore. So
that is so great. I love that you mentioned it's just deciding to do it, because like we mentioned earlier, there's always the people that will claim, oh, I'm not good at meditation, or it doesn't work for me. But logically, we only get good at what we practice. So, you know, at the beginning stages, anything new is going to feel uncomfortable. And I say this, you know, for the people listening, that if there's any hesitation in this, just give yourself the gift of blocking out, allowing yourself to do this as a habit for whatever time that you just choose to tolerate trying something new that can literally transform the way you feel about yourself, because it really does. Whether it's 30 days or 60 days or 90 days, you won't need that much time, because you're going to feel the difference before that, trust me. So for those listening, please make sure you visit Monica's site if this is something new for you and you haven't done meditation or invested in your own mindfulness or spirituality. This is a total game changer. It really is. I want to get to something else. And I think it's almost like the elephant in the room for you, the business attorney turned mindfulness practitioner. So you are an awesome example of what most people are terrified of. Not just because you're an attorney and you're now really investing your life in something different. People are terrified, in my experience, and you probably agree, of doing something other than what they're expected to do. Because, you know, once you have your law degree, well, you're expected to be a lawyer for the rest of your life. Like you said, sitting in front of a screen, and that's it. That's all you're allowed to do. And doing anything else is breaking the rules, and that's terrifying. And, oh my gosh, what are you doing? And I'm kind of in the same boat. I've spent a couple decades in law enforcement, and my transition career when I, you know, when I transition completely out of that will be something totally different in personal development and you know, life performance and things of that nature. So I'm really inspired by you because I know there are people listening that are in a career or a job or something they feel that they must do, and there's something that they want to be doing instead that would be really important to them, but they're afraid to, either because of what somebody would say or what they're worried about what somebody would think, or, you know, this is the societal expectations that we all have. How did you make that transition, or how would you discuss that to a friend sitting next to you about, you know, letting go of that worry about doing the expected and just doing instead what's important to them?
So I would suggest, this question comes up a lot, obviously,
I bet.
It's kind of like, oh, you're a what? You were a what? So eat when you're on the other side, there is just, I mean, it is an enormous amount of happiness and fulfillment. It's living my dream, you know? So I have this conversation with so many people and I've been able to inspire some people to, you know, I'm helping them kind of move through the plan and transition into their dream business or whatever. But there are others that might not, right? I know a lot of attorneys that are unhappy, and they are, because I'm involved in the legal community, I still do workshops for the law firms and so forth. And they're afraid, you know, and I mean, I completely get it, right? I completely get it. You know, so for me, it was like, it was the pain of knowing that this is all that life was going to be about for me. Right. And even though I was helping people, I absolutely was, but I wanted to help in a much larger capacity, and I just wanted to do what I wanted to do every day and get paid for it. I mean, you know, I love spirituality. I'm so fascinated by it. And I was like, imagine, is that possible? Can I possibly do what I really want to do and get paid for it? And, you know, and it was the meditation that helped me through it, because otherwise I know that I would have been debilitated by this fear. And because I'd been thinking about it for a whole year. I was the breadwinner in my household. I had a business partner who was a single mom with two kids. So this decision was not easy. I also had like hundreds of clients who I was like, how are we even going to do this? I mean, it seemed incredibly impossible. The mountain I'd created was really, really large. But I thought, okay, so I can either do this now, or I can wake up when I'm 50 or 60 and realize like, oh my God, I want to start this. I'm like, no, I'm going to do this now. And I was actually in my honeymoon when I was like, I was sick. I was stressed. I had my law firm. I had another business. I was co-producing a large women's event, and I couldn't relax in the middle of the ocean. We were in the BVIs. I was like, this is crazy. I'm like, you know, and I was like, I need to redefine this success. I have a daughter that like I want to spend more time with. I really love what I'm doing. Like, I love meditating, you know, I love spirituality. Like, why couldn't I, right? Why couldn't I? So I looked around, and this is what the beauty of awareness is. Like, what do I have in my life right now? Am I able to do this right now? Because like I would suggest most to plan, right? If you're in a great job right now, you can totally plan. Oh my God. You can build something on the side, you know, just continue. Mm-hmm. And there's so many things you can do. You can, you know, just doing one thing that moves you forward every single day or every week will move you forward, you know, visualizing, keeping the vision alive. Like, there's so much that you can do to move this forward while you're in your job. You don't have to make this transition. For me, for some reason, I was like, I need to get the hell out now. So,
I literally
got back from my honeymoon and I told my business partner, and it was it. So, transition. I didn't save it. You know, thank goodness I had built something that was providing me with some sort of income. But for the most part, I mean, I just like flipped and leapt. But because I saw an opportunity, I had this huge women's conference that I was going to have to speak at. And I was like, what a perfect platform for me to launch this thing. Right. So that was the thing. I saw the opportunities around me, and I ended up launching my business super successfully, filled out my group coaching, sold out my BVI Kundalini retreat. So you know, that's the thing. Like, I saw the opportunity, but, and we have opportunities all the time. You just have to be aware and awake for them, right? Which is why meditation is so awesome. But listen, if you're on the fence, I'm telling you that being on the other side is freaking amazing. It's not, listen, just like anything else, it's not going to be easy, but if you can just keep a consistent, like, connection with yourself and with the universe, everything will be okay.
I love it. Great advice from somebody who lived it. Speaking of awesome opportunities, I want to make sure I get a chance for you to explain what you have available for people that actually want to say, you know what, this Monica's awesome. I need to spend more time with her and what she's doing. How can anyone listening get involved more directly with you?
Okay. So I have a couple different things. I have three different things. So if this is something you're interested in, you're like, okay, I want to hear a little bit more about that. I would love to provide you with a free coaching session so you can check it out. You can just see what it feels like to experience spiritual coaching, right? That's the first thing, right? Because it doesn't take me very long to show you that there's this other world, okay? And then from there, no obligation. It's completely complimentary just because I'm really thankful to be a part of this on this podcast. So, and then I can tell you about everything else I have. But for the most part, I have a 8-week class called Change Starts With You, right? Because it does. Change really does start with you. And what we do is I show you your, we learn about the brain, we learn about your biology, we learn about your energetic framework, and how you can, you know, make change within yourself and how it affects everything, how it affects your biology, how it affects your genetic expression, how it affects your relationships and how they show up. It's incredible. So we go through three levels. So it's the YOU. We work through the Y, right? The individual consciousness. We start working through you. And then we work through the O, the others. And then we start learning about the divinity of relationships. I have amazing tools where you start to learn about how your perception really affects how people are coming to you and how are they showing up and whether it's actually real or reality or if it's just a belief. And then we learn about the universe and the principles of the universe and how you can leverage the universe for your, you know, for abundance and just for a more fulfilling and more joyful life. And we actually, you know, start to nurture that relationship. And then from there, we work through prosperity and impact. But it's a super transformational class. It's been so awesome. It's live. We can do it anywhere around the world because I do it via virtual through a video conferencing platform. And I have a little community that we have and we kind of exchange and we learn a new meditation like every other week. And you learn how to clear out your own subconscious patterns. It's super awesome, super powerful. And it's all the tools that I use that I've used in myself and that I continue to use. So that's one thing. I'm also just launching the Spiritual Success Society, which is a spiritual community. It's mind, business, and spirit, which is what I'm talking about in the community. And it's more of it's a group. It's virtual. It's the ability to be able to connect, to be inspired, and to learn about spirituality on a massive level, and to just, you know, connect with like-minded people. And the idea is to, my vision is to connect people from all over the globe and to have somebody from Sweden talking to somebody from Florida and able to help each other through whatever they're going through using the tools and the meditations that I'm providing. So I'm going to be providing you with a monthly, you know, spiritual lesson or spiritual meditation. And I'll be having weekly group live calls so I can coach you and, you know, we do have questions and answers on whatever is going on in your life. So it's all group. And then of course I have one-on-one if you really want to take a deep dive into anything, but I'm constantly doing lots of stuff. So that's what I got going on right now.
I love it. I totally love it. For everybody listening, make sure, you know, whatever you do, number one, you need to go to Monica's website regardless. I don't care if you're interested or not, just go and see and experience some more of her. And trust me, you'll be glad you did. But it's so true. There's such a huge benefit that comes when we spend time with people who inspire us and, you know, make us reflect and say, you know what, I can do this too. So I can tell you up front and with no hesitation, you definitely inspire me. That's why I totally had to have you on the show, and I appreciate what you do. And I just want to take another second to totally let you know how much I appreciate what you do as a person, in that, you know, it's easy for people to reach a certain plateau or title in society and just take their ball and just run with it and not share and just get what they can get. But you've completely turned that around, not as a concept, but as an actual lifestyle. And that's really what we need more of in the world. And that's why I do the show, and that's why I reach out to people like you to share the amazing things that you can do that don't just sound good or feel good in concept. It actually helps people. It transforms the way they experience their business and their families and their lives. So thank you for doing what you do. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. And definitely thank you for having me. I really appreciate what you do. And I'm so thankful to we have met. So yeah. You know, it was so amazing. I'm thank you so much for the opportunity to speak my message.
Well, you're definitely welcome. Again, for those listening, make sure you hop over to AaronKeithHawkins.com. You'll get all the links you need to reach out to Monica and spend some more time with her. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. So, Monica, you and I are going to talk soon. And thanks so much for connecting today and for sharing so much insight with us. Your generosity is appreciated. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you again for listening to Best Life of Your Life. Listen, if you liked this episode, if you got something useful from it, please do me a huge favor and leave us a big 5-star rating and review on iTunes or Stitcher, whatever medium you're using to listen to the show, because doing so really help inspire others to listen. And it's really going to help me be able to bring you new and improved content. So please take a second to do that and make sure you share this with someone that you care about. And until we talk next time, make sure you're taking care of yourself, take care of each other, and always be creating the best life of your life. Thanks again, and I can't wait to talk to you soon.